from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We got Kathy on the phone. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
This is Frank Kramer from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show. Heidi and Frosty are here as well. You're live Kathy. On the air right now. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I got your submission for about your father, your 92-year-old dad, who you thought would be a good choice to give the World Series tickets to.
Oh, my gosh. He would be so thrilled.
Can he get around by himself still at 92?
Yes, he can. He just, the only thing he doesn't do is drive. But he still lives alone, takes care of himself and the dog, does his own yard work.
And doesn't miss a Dodger game, huh?
And doesn't miss a Dodger game. Nope, he sure doesn't.
What did he think when the Dodgers made the World Series?
He was so thrilled. He's like, I'm wearing my cap every day.
Well, you can tell him that he can wear his cap at game two of the World Series because you and your dad are going.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're going.
Oh my gosh.
He's a hell of a guy. Taking care of your mom like he did.
Oh yeah, he did.
You got
and
a
he
good
would
dad.
Watch the game with her every time the game came on. I told him he has to live long enough to take care of me.
So you break the news to him for us, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. You just don't know how much it's appreciated. Oh, my God. He's going to love it.
Kathy, take lots of pictures so that we can see him at the game. Will you do that for us?
I will. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
It made me cry, Kathy. Damn it.
I tried.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for submitting. You're a hell of a daughter.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right. You stay on hold, sweetheart, and we'll get all your information so we can get you those tickets. Look at that.
How nice is that?
Oh, I can't wait to see those pictures of him at the game in the outfield. The only thing great to happen now is he got a home run ball.
Oh.
He's in the outfield.
Take your glove.
Take your mitt.
Kathy's daddy.
Catching that hat you wear all the time. And then, Heidi, your choice was Ryan's dad, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have Ryan on? We're not going to get Ryan on the phone?
Which one was Ryan's dad?
Ryan's dad gave up everything to be a good dad at home, take care of the kids and stuff.
Yep.
So we're going to talk to him. Let's go to take some more calls. Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. First, I got to say, I absolutely love you guys. I drive 65 miles one way to work, and you guys make that drive amazing. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Bill.
And then, I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for what you did. You know, it really touched me because, I was a single father for years until I found my partner in crime. And, I know how tough it is to sacrifice for kids. And, it's what makes you a good father. And sacrifice is part of that. But that touched me. It was amazing. But also the 92-year-old guy, I don't think you guys could have picked anybody better. You know, what an amazing thing you guys did. And I just wanted to say thank you because I think that's just something that everybody would like to do but can't do. And you guys were able to pull through on that one.
Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate that. And appreciate you listening to us on that 65-mile commute one way every day.
Oh, yeah. It's long.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, stay on hold. I'll have Sammy hook you up with something, all right?
Oh, cool. Thanks.
There you go. Stay on hold. We'll hook you up. Let's go to Marissa. Hello, Marissa.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say what a big heart you have, Frank. My grandmother had Alzheimer's, and that is really, really hard to deal with. And, I just can't believe how amazing that is. You have a big heart. I just can't get over it.
It's in there somewhere. Many people have said, right? I don't have one in there, but it's in there somewhere.
Ass, and then other days, look, you just pull through.
You never know what you're going to get.
He's just like a box of chocolate.
Marissa, thank you so much. Stay on hold. I'll have Sandy give you something.
We love you, too.
Yeah, stay on hold. I don't know what you're going to give you. I got a lot of stuff to give, but we'll figure it out. And let's see. How do you want to take this call?
Hey, Ryan, are you there? Ryan?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. So you're live on the radio right now. You know that, right? Hello?
Ryan. Can you hear me now? Hello, Heidi?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
How's this going? You're live on the radio with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank,
told
okay?
Never let her answer the phone.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Never let me do that. Hey, I'm more of a texter. Well, Ryan, you wanted to get World Series Dodgers tickets for your dad, right?
Yeah, I did.
And tell everybody a little bit about your dad.
He's just had a pretty tough time the last 10 years. You know, went through a big divorce, sacrificed giving up season tickets to help raise my family. Was, you know, just a man's man. Did everything for his family, no matter what, every day.
Well, we all decided around here that we want to send your dad to the World Series, Game 2 of the World Series, to go see his Dodgers play.
Are you guys serious?
Yes.
You're going to be so happy. So much. Thank you guys so much. This is incredible.
You're a hell of a son, Ryan.
You're a good
son. Your dad's going to appreciate that you... you recognized what he did for you and your family.
You should be very proud of him, and he should be very proud of you.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. This is incredible. He's going to be so happy. It's going to blow his mind.
Well, give him a call and let him know he's going to game two and make sure that he takes some pictures so we can see him at the game.
I certainly will. I'll make sure he's loaded up with a camera and everything he needs.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for calling in on Friday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
You stay on hold, buddy.
All right.
Oh, my God.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Look at that. I had to give me some.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm like super emotional right now. Trying to keep it together.
Oh, my God. Let's let the calls. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, this is Paul with the Ashes. Hey, Paul. You understand why our boss said you can't win?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And in no way do I want to do anything illegal. And first of all, I want to say you guys made wonderful choices on who you guys picked. They couldn't be more deserving of these tickets. And right on, good choice.
Thanks,
but,
Paul.
Yeah, you know, I totally get the thing. And I'd have been happy to just bring him in, you know, my pocket maybe, and he could have gone with me. No big deal. But
hey, Paul,
you're absolutely right. And in no way do I want to stop again.
Did your dad like El Torito?
He does. He likes birthday bashes too, though.
Oh, all right. Actually, I'm gonna give you and your dad some tickets to the birthday bash. Okay. You bring him out to the birthday bash with you. You can sprinkle him on the beach with us.
Right on. You guys are awesome. But no, really
Thanks,
good choices,
Paul.
And I hope they all have a good time.
Thank you, Paul.
Do you?
What?
I mean, he had such a touching story.
Yeah.
I think I was probably moved more by his story than the others, because I've lost loved ones who have turned to ash, and I've pictured spreading them in places that would be beautiful. And I'm sorry that the law said you couldn't do that because of the biological, but you should at least, I think, okay, you got me.
What?
Paul, I've got my deck of cards here, and we're going to play red or black.
No way.
And we're just going to, Heidi, you can shuffle them randomly.
Okay. What is this game? I don't understand.
Oh, this is when you were away, Frank. What are those things? Playing cards on the radio.
Oh.
Heidi, would you shuffle these cards?
Yes, of course. How could I say no?
And Paul.
We're playing cards.
You'll win what's in my pocket if you can choose the correct card. Heidi's about to flip. Paul, it's the least I can do is to offer something of my own. Red or black, Paul? Red or black?
I'm going to have to go with black.
Heidi, flip that card for Paul. It's black! He won!
What did he win, Frosty?
What's in your pocket?
Heidi, would you like to reach into my right pocket?
You're no Bob Barker.
Reach deep into my pocket if you would like to come over here and reach in.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No.
If there's a harassment charge later, I will stop now.
I'm on my way.
Okay, all right. In my right pocket, I've placed something for Paul in case he got the card right. Reach in, honey.
Oh. Is there room to reach in?
Is it wet?
It's moist down there. I sweat. What's it feel like, Heidi?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
It is money!
Oh, my God.
Paul won. You ready for this?
Yep.
This better be good.
$5 bill.
I almost touched your penis for $5. Yeah.
Would you like this mailed, or are you going
to
pick it up?
You can give it to him at the birthday bash. I already gave him tickets.
Okay. Congratulations, Paul.
Stay on hold, Paul.
He'll buy you a beer at the birthday bash. Yeah.
$5 American
it's
with
free.
A portrait of Abraham Lincoln on one side.
It's a craft beer tasting, honey.
But Frosty will say he paid for it. Yeah. No, he got you. Well, I got you.
Well, I'm Paul's super glad he called back.
I feel good being part of this. I get it. The joy of giving.
Doesn't it feel good?
Giving with no strings.
Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. You guys are just amazing. My heart broke for me a couple months. I lost my father that I've worked with for 25 years. And I'm having a rough time. But just hearing how amazing you guys are and how giving you are, I love you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
We love you too, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Do you love Judas Priest as well?
Oh, dude, that's one of my favorites. I love Judas Priest.
Well, you're going to see Judas Priest. That Microsoft Theater.
I love guys.
April 22nd. That's the big announcement today. KLOS presents Judas Priest with special guest Saxon and Black Star Riders at Microsoft Theater, April 22nd. And tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win them all week long right here on 95.5 KLOS. You're the second one to win here on The Rock of Southern California. So, Rob, you stand hold, and we'll hook you up, buddy. Stop the music. All right, Frosty, if you really want to get in on this.
I'm kind of enjoying this.
There's some good news for you, and I think Mike has it. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Frosty.
What?
The tickets are going for $650 now. Not only can you join in on the good deed, but you can brag about how much money you saved.
Prices went down that much because
we bought them on Friday before the game was played against the Astros and the Yankees. And so what people were expecting a Yankees Dodgers World Series. So when the Yankees lost, the prices went down because it's the Houston Astros. So you could jump in and save about half price. That seems so you.
You guys are such foolish investors. You bought at the high and then it goes down. That's so like you two guys. You paid way too much for the tickets and you only waited. You like 40% more bang for the buck. But no, they just throw it out there at the high.
We're good at wasting money. That's why you're here. Thank you, Mike. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind, I can never give no. And every time I step up in the field, everybody's hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Well, it's nice. Prices have dropped a bit.
All right. Beatrice is calling back. She has another call on Friday that she wants to talk to us. Hello, Beatrice.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Sorry you didn't win the tickets.
It's okay. You know, I'm a big Dodger fan, but I'm glad that somebody more deserving got him. And I wanted to tell Frosty how wrong he is because he was saying that people would be upset because they didn't win. And I just wanted to tell him, no, that's not true. A true Dodger fan is happy for another Dodger fan to be able to go. And that's me. You know, I'm happy that somebody got those tickets. And Frosty, you are so wrong. I can't, you know, you guys are
I like
amazing.
That.
Well, thanks for being gracious.
Dodger fans support other Dodger fans. That's the best thing right there. And Beatrice, you like El Torito? I'm going to give you an El Torito meal gift card, okay?
Do you have any more birthday bash tickets?
Do I have any more birthday bash tickets, Sammy? You sure? Oh, I do too. I'm going to give them to Beatrice.
Just put her on take your
one
friends
out,
and family
take one out
list.
Tomorrow. I'll put you on my friends and family list, okay?
Love you, Beatrice.
Oh,
mean
thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Hold
see
on,
Saturday,
Beatrice.
Baby.
I remember her.
Mm-hmm. From Friday's calls.
Yeah.
She's a very gracious lady.
Yes. All these people who didn't necessarily win, I think, are wonderful people and just as deserving as the ones who did win.
Wait, Dave wants to donate a Dodger ticket. Hello, Dave.
Wait, what?
Dave.
It's me.
What do you want to do, Dave?
I wanted to donate a ticket to somebody.
You have an extra ticket?
No, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to give it to somebody more deserving than myself.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're going to make it, Dave. What if we started?
Passing it on.
Oh, this is way better than a McDonald's drive-thru thing.
We started at 110, and now what are we up to, 600 a ticket? What?
I think it might be around 600 a ticket now, right? Eric, you looking at that?
About $650.
Mm.
Well, I guess we got to wait to see if Dave's credit card clears.
Get it in hand first.
I'm good for it. I'll do it.
All right, Dave. You stay on hold, and we'll figure out how this could possibly happen, because we couldn't do that right now and just give it to somebody, because we don't know if Dave's even
legit.
But if his name's even Dave. Yeah.
But the radio industry will love this.
Legit.
A new way. Let's have the listeners pay for the prizes.
Yay!
We'll be in the black this year.
All right, Dave, you stay on hold and talk to Sammy, and then we'll figure out how in the hell we're going to do that.
Yes.
All right, look at that.
It's
look at that.
It's spreading.
What generosity.
I told you, Johnny, start a GoFundMe. We could probably get everybody to.
We have the greatest listeners in the world.
We really do.
And two of the three greatest hosts.
We really do.